down, be quiet.
Sit 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 down, be quiet.
My dudes, has it ever occurred to you to maybe ask if a woman would like a shirtless picture of you in your boxers? Ask before you send the dick pic or the I can see your dick through your boxers pic. Just ask, hey, would you like to see my dick? Because I'm sure that there's ladies out there who would love to see your dick. I'm sure they exist, and that's okay. That's great. I love that for them. I love that for you. But I don't want to see your dick or your shirtless body in boxers or you in bed or any of those things. And I know that there's a lot of ladies who feel the same way that I do. If you send me a shirtless picture of you for gym purposes or because you're at the beach with your friends or, you know, with shorts on or sweatpants that aren't gray or anything that makes sense for you to be shirtless, or, hey, I've got this weird rash on my chest, could you maybe look at it for me? You want to send me that picture? Or, hey, if we're dating and you want to randomly send me a questionable picture, like, I am down. But if we're not dating and we've just started talking, we've just met, for the love of God, can you please just ask, hey, would you like to see a picture of me in, you know, a questionable way, so I can be like, no, thank you. I would not like to see that ever. Or also, why is it everybody's go-to to immediately start talking about their dick size? You are not special in any way, shape, or form. Your dick size is not special, nor is it shocking at this point in our lives. We're not children. We're not teenagers. We're not young adults. I am a grown woman. So say, for instance, you tell me that you're 6'5". I'm going to automatically assume your dick is probably a good size. Not that there's bad sizes, but you know what I mean. Like, it's going to be proportionate to the rest of your body most of the time. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes the 5'7" guy gets the 6'5" guy's dick. Sometimes that happens. Not often, but it happens. But at this point in adulthood, most women have seen at least a handful of dicks, pun intended. And when you're a 6'5" guy and you tell me that you have a huge cock, my response is going to be, yeah, I assumed that. You're a giant. You know, now if you're a 6'5" beanpole, which there's nothing wrong with that, you're beautiful, then I probably don't already have an idea of your dick size because it's hard to say for sure. But if you're a 6'5" good-sized man, the chances of you having a big dick, pretty high. You're not special. And I don't want to know about your dick within the first 24 hours of talking to you. I actually don't want to know about your dick at all. At this point in my life, I am dating for longevity. I'm not trying to get laid. And I know that I'm not the only one that feels this way. I have had many conversations with many ladies, and we are all exhausted. I get it. You are in the prime of your life. You're trying to stick your dick in everything you can get your hands on. I think that's great for you. I think it's beautiful. But maybe, have a conversation about it first. Maybe, just maybe, ask the person you're communicating with if they are interested in any sort of sexual conversation, behavior, anything of that nature. And if they say no, and that's the only thing that you're looking for, that's fine. That's okay. Just move on. Move on to somebody who is interested in your dick. It's not complicated. It's very simple. You know, there was a point in my life, in my younger years, where I was really only out for attention, we'll say, right? But I was very clear about that. I would tell people straight out, if you start to catch feelings for me, I'm leaving, because I'm not interested in you having feelings for me. And it usually went pretty well. And if somebody caught feelings for me, I laughed and they flat out said, hey, you warned me. And that's the way it should be done. If that's all you're looking for, that's fine. I don't judge. I think that's great. It's healthy. But just say that. Just say that. Just use communication. Stop trying to use sneaky tactics to get laid. Stop communicating about your dick to women who that wasn't their first thought. We're not all on the internet trying to get laid. I understand that I am a public, open book. I understand that I put myself out there, even though it's not for dating purposes, but, you know, it's for entertainment purposes. But for some reason, people think that because I'm on the internet that I want some sort of sexual attention, when I don't. But it's cool. Like, I get it. But you can find the answer to that by asking a simple question. Hey, I'm in your DMs. Do you want to see my dick? Do you want to talk about my dick? Do you want to talk about your private parts? Do you want our private parts to touch each other so I can be like, no, thank you. Not what I'm looking for. Not looking for anything, actually. But regardless, a simple, hey, would, you know, would be enough. You don't have to send your dick to every girl you talk to. And just because I am a woman, I am indeed female, doesn't mean that I am interested in you just because I responded to you. I respond to a lot of people. I actually have a lot of people message me and ask me about my podcast, or why I have the opinions I have, what my experiences have been, or people who just need to pick me up because I'm a friendly person and they figure that out. And I will talk to just about anybody as long as you can keep the conversation adult, but like not sexual, because I don't want to have those conversations with anybody. I am not interested in finding out anything about you that has to do with sex. I just don't understand that, why that's the go-to. I understood it when I was in my 20s. Of course, when I was in my 20s, we had to meet in person. We couldn't just bombard people randomly on the internet with, you know, half-naked pictures of our bodies, if not naked pictures of our body. Like, we had to actually show up. When I was in my early 20s, cell phones were still, you know, not what they are today. There was texting, but there was no randomly sending dick pics. Thank fucking God, because I don't think I could have lived through this for 20 plus years. It's just wild to me that dudes are still like, hey, my name is so-and-so. I found you on this social media. My dick is huge. Why? Why do we jump right to that? I don't care. And I'm not impressed. And I'm not surprised. And it doesn't matter. All that does is make me want to make fun of you on my podcast, which is what I'm doing right now. Because in the last couple of days, There has been entirely too many men jumping right into the sexual conversation. I will also say that there has been men who have jumped into my DMs just to say hi. And that's awesome. I don't think that it should be an issue for people talking to people of the opposite sex for any reason other than being friendly. One of my best friends in the world is male, and I've talked about that many, many, many times. And there was nothing sexual involved there. Never will be. It's just not where we're at. And a lot of people assume that we are, but we're not. We never have been. So it's okay to be friends with people of the opposite sex and have zero intent toward them. It's okay to be attracted to somebody, hop in their DMs, tell them that you're attracted to you, and never mention your dick or anything about them. You know, it doesn't always have to be about our bodies. It can be about personality. It can be about, hey, you seemed friendly. I just wanted to say hi. Cool. I love that. I'll talk to just about anybody as long as they're not gross or creepy. But the second you start getting weird on me, we're done. We're done. Because I can't deal with all of you goddamn creeps out there. It's creepy. It's creepy to immediately start talking about dicks and things you'd like to do to people. And like, and it's not even that I'm a prude or anything like that. It's just that you have not earned the right to have those conversations with me. It's not an open right. Not everybody gets to talk to me that way. And why? I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot to unpack. So, I mean, going forward, maybe we ask permission before we start talking about dicks or showing our dicks or sending half-naked pictures or naked pictures or pictures in bed or, oh, I'm about to go take a shower. Would you like to join me? No. 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 Or, oh, I'd love to give you a massage sometime. You know, I really should start a YouTube channel. Well, I mean, I have one, but I really should use it and start making videos of all of the DMs that I get. Because they're wild. And like I said, some people contact me because I'm funny and I'm fun to talk to. And I love that. But a lot of people are just childish and gross. Let's work on that. Please. Let's try to be better. Let's find the people who want to receive what we want to send out into the world and stop torturing the people who don't. Anyways, this is Sit Down, Be Quiet. Thanks for popping in. My name is Shannon. You can find me all over social media. Feel free to go looking. Happy hunting.
Sit down, be quiet. Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet.
Sit down, be quiet.